Ana Sainz. Last name S, like in Sierra, A like in Alpha, I like in India, N like in November, Z like in Zulu. First name Ana, A-N-A. 67-year-old Hispanic female who has a history of right renal cell carcinoma that was treated with nephrectomy. And the patient has a left single kidney with the presence of a tumor that is 2 centimeters in diameter, that is pretty close to the vessels, that is followed by the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, B-E-T-H-E-S-D-A, in Maryland. Period. The patient was recently evaluated at that institution. A follow-up appointment will be given in 1 year, and they are going to make a decision whether or not they are going to remove the slow-growing tumor, period. The kidney function. Shows a creatinine of 2.3, a BUN that is 39 with an estimated GFR of 21. The protein creatinine ratio this time is 17.06, which is significant, but less compared to the determination on November of 2021. Unfortunately, the GFR doesn't allow us to prescribe medications in order to help this proteinuria, period. The patient is recommended to stay away from salt and continue with a plant-based diet. Number two, the patient has hypertension that is out of control. The patient claims that is the type of activity that she does, which is a tax returns, in which she is under a lot of pressure. We are going to continue with the carbidolol 12.5 milligrams POBID, and we are going to add a clonidine 0.2 milligrams in the morning in order to get a better blood pressure control. Following number hyperlipidemia out of control, the serum cholesterol is 220, the patient is taking Pravastatin,
yeah.
20 milligrams, we are going to increase to 40 milligrams at bedtime. Following number, the patient has a history of metabolic acidosis, a The CO2 is reported at 22. We are going to continue. Sodium citrate as prescribed.
Placement of
Following number, hypothyroidism and replacement therapy. The patient is on 125 micrograms of levothyroxine on daily basis. Following number, psoriasis that is treated with the desoximetasone, 0.25% two times a day in the affected areas. Following number, hyperuricemia with the we are going to start giving the patient allopurinol 100 milligrams on daily basis in order to decrease the morbidity associated to it. Following number, vitamin D supplementation, the vitamin D levels are adequate at 49. We'll reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes evaluating the lab, 15 minutes in the face to face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.